Since its publication in 1908, Anne of Green Gables has become one of the best-selling books worldwide. But, it's also been made into a musical and one that won the Guinness World Record for longest-running annual musical theater production in the world at that. Running from its opening in 1965 until 2019 until the COVID-19 pandemic put a pin in its long-run history, Anne of Green Gables the musical is taking flight once again. After 55 seasons in Charlottetown, PA, audiences in Victoria will now be able to see this beloved Canadian work April 19-27 at the McPherson Playhouse put on by CCPA. The musical's plot follows the imaginative orphan Anne Shirley after she is mistakenly sent to live with two siblings who had sought to adopt a boy to assist them on their farm. Monday Mag sat down with Caleb Marshall, managing artistic director, and Jessica Hickman, director, to find out more about bringing this Prince Edward Island story to life in Victoria. Answers have been slightly edited down for length. The two actresses playing Anne in CCPA's Anne of Green Gables the musical. Tyler Dale Moon, left, and Winona Miles, right. Director Jessica Hickman stands between. CCPA Year 2 student Michelle Naidu. Why did you choose to produce this show? Caleb, our year-end musical is one of the most highly anticipated events in the Victoria Arts calendar. As the college celebrates its 25th anniversary, I chose to produce one we have never done, one that celebrates our name and roots. Anne of Green Gables has direct links back to the college's founders. Janice Dunning and Jacques Lemay both have a long history with the show, and CCPA grew out of their time in Charlottetown. Janice played Prissy and Josie Pye in the West End London production and sings on the original soundtrack. Jacques performed it for 4 years in Charlottetown and then directed the production for 4 years. Why do you think the musical remains popular after all these years? Caleb. The songs have stood the test of time, allowing for fantastic dance sequences, but ultimately the only reason anything lasts is our connection to the story. Anne is as relatable a character today as she was in 1908. She's an underdog and she's a feminist. Anne speaks her mind, she doesn't need Gilbert, she helps Matthew with boys, jobs, and she's choosing her path on her terms, often against the grain. It's arguably the first and greatest Canadian feminist novel. Jessica, I believe it's because it mirrors what many of us long for in life, a sense of home and belonging. 55 years after the first production launched, these basic needs remain the same, and despite knowing the outcome, we all still root for Anne. She was ahead of her time, and that is what makes her so special. How does CCPA's rendition compare to other renditions? Caleb, it's an island story. Audiences here will relate to that in ways only shared by those on pay. Jessica, as a huge fan of the novel, I personally long to see the images and characters as I have pictured them in my mind for so many years. We are not looking to reimagine the story and make it contemporary, but to instead honor and reflect the world so masterfully depicted in the novel. In our production, Anne's imagination will come to life through stylized choreography, by alumni Joel Storick, and lighting, by alumni R.J. Peters. We also hope to have a horse made of reed that will be puppeteered by the students. It will be a grand, visually stunning show. Caleb, there will be a live, education-centered orchestra drawing together local professionals mentoring exceptional music students from UVic and the Victoria Conservatory of Music. This offers audiences a rich and full score while also supporting the next generation of artists. Read more. The Marriage of Figaro makes a grand finale in Victoria. How do you plan to capture the essence of the late 19th century? Jessica, through the staging, character interpretations, music, and costumes, by Shannon Carmichael. Much of the time period is depicted within the text, and we will have fun digging into lines such as, "Are you bommy? Are you baddie? Oh, you dunce." We hope to educate the students on the quality of life at this time, the style of music and dance, and the dynamics and connection of such a small community. There was a lot of gossip, to say the least. What techniques do you use to work with actors to bring out the best in their musical performances? Caleb, all of our students are immersed in equal exposure to acting, singing and dancing, primed to be able to tackle any theatrical challenge that comes their way. We run this production as much like a professional process as possible, in a tight condensed timeline, But in the lead-up we make sure there is time for them to unpack, explore and dig deep, so it's also a rich learning environment. It's a very fun comedy that also has a lot of heart and is rich with content that young actors can dig into. Anne of Green Gables, the musical, runs April 19-21, 25-27 at McPherson Playhouse. Tickets are $50 for adults, $45 for seniors, $40 for under 30 at rmts.bc.ca. Read more. Victoria's Kaleidoscope Theatre for Young People celebrates 50 years.